Shabbat Shalom. Do you ever find yourself making the same bad decisions again and again? We tell ourselves, next time, I won't waste hours on Twitter, or I won't lose my temper with a loved one. It's as if we are acting in our own personal version of Groundhog Day, making the same bad choices over and over, even when we know that these choices could be diminishing our potential. We are in the season of change. Around us, everyone is celebrating holidays and getting ready for the secular new year. It's time of making resolutions, taking stock, and recommitting to self-improvement. Yet we all know how difficult it can be to integrate change. And while we may wish to make better choices, we often make poor choices because there is something that we're receiving from them. Eating too much sugar can provide a quick boost of dopamine. When we are angry, yelling at someone can provide some brief relief, a little bit of releasing tension. And the more that we make these poor choices, the more they become ingrained behaviors. Our brains, ever efficient, work to establish habit loops that in turn make it very hard to break these cycles. So how do we implement change? What does Judaism teach us about integrating new behaviors? One, making conscious change is a gradual process. The Gemara states, tafasta maruba lo tafasta. If you grab too much all at once, you will end up with nothing at all. It takes time to integrate meaningful change. Repetition in learning is a value in Judaism. We speak of it in the Ve'ahavta prayer, V'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam. You shall speak the teachings of the Torah repetitively to your children in every circumstance. We keep rehearsing the teaching until it is internalized. Two, change is uncomfortable. It leads us on unfamiliar paths. When the Israelites waited for Moses at the bottom of Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, with each passing day, they lost faith. They lost trust in Moses' leadership and in God. Out of this mistrust, in a moment fueled by fear, they created the golden calf, a false, impotent God that would never be able to nurture them, even though it was familiar, even though they had used it in the past. Like the Israelites, we may want to give up, especially when it's easy to lean into internal cues that tell us to take that same old path that we've been accustomed to. To change takes faith, courage, and pushing through discomfort. Three, change is the essence of vitality. Vitality emerges when we push each day into the past and make room for another day, and so on, ad infinitum, said Franz Rosenzweig. When we embrace necessary changes in our lives, it can be life-affirming, reinvigorating. We see an example of this in the story of Joseph. In last week's Torah portion, Joseph went into the desert looking for his brothers, and he ran into an ish, a man in the desert, who the sages posit was really an angel, guiding Joseph towards the long and dramatic journey ahead of him. We read, "A man came upon him wandering in the fields. The man asked him, 'What are you looking for?' And Joseph answered, 'I am looking for my brothers.'" On the one hand, the answer is clear. Joseph is searching in the desert for his brothers. But the Midrash teaches that what he is truly searching for is brotherhood. He is searching for a soul connection that can only be found in close relationships. And it takes Joseph many years of life experience to find brotherhood. In this week's Torah portion, Joseph is reunited with his brothers. He doesn't know if he can trust them at first, Life has changed him. He's had many ups and downs. And his relationships in Egypt have been largely transactional. He interprets dreams for the cupbearer, the baker, the pharaoh. He's an object of desire for Potiphar's wife. He doesn't have true peers. He doesn't have family. His brothers don't recognize him. And in order to embrace the relationship, he must reveal himself. He must open himself to trust. Even with the assurance that his brothers have now changed and are now trustworthy, it must have not been easy for Joseph to allow himself to be vulnerable. He could have easily just continued on the same path, not opening himself to change. But in doing so, he made room for life-affirming relationships that allow him to become whole. Finally, change must first be internal. It starts with us. In the 1800s, one of the founders of the Musar movement, Israel Salander, famously taught, "If you want to change the world, you must begin by working on yourself." This week, Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed Congress with a plea for aid to Ukraine in the ongoing war against Russia. As Zelensky stated, this fight is not just for Ukraine, but for democracy itself. Ukraine is fighting for all of us who value democracy. Zelensky is a comedian by training, completely reinvented himself. His convictions and values have guided him on his path. His internal commitment to do everything in his power to fight for his country has inspired a nation of others to do so as well, at great personal sacrifice. As so many, including President Biden, have noticed, this is the Hanukkah story unfolding before our very eyes. The miracle of Hanukkah is that a small group could make all the difference. A single cruse of oil could burn for so much longer than anyone would have ever known. We are capable of so much. We have so much strength. And our work can have impact way beyond ourselves. May this serve as an inspiration as we think about integrating change for better. Shabbat Shalom.